Let's head down to Jacksonville. Tony Boselli joins us now. Talk a little Jaguar football. Talk a little Jalen Ramsey, legendary left tackle for the Jaguars. Should be in the Hall of Fame. Will be soon. Jaguars Radio Network. Hey, Tony, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for popping on again. We appreciate it.
Tony, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
We're doing well. I mean, the drama down there in Jacksonville, you know, does continue. You know, reportedly, you know, Jalen's not going anywhere for the game, you know, for tonight. But when you look at everything surrounding Jalen Ramsey, do you think eventually he ends up getting traded by the Jags?
I think if they get the right value, sure. I mean, it's going to take a king's ransom to get him, I would believe. I mean, that's what I would do. Why would you trade the best corner of football just because he wants to? Who cares?
I mean, yeah.
Last time I checked, at least back when I was playing, no one cared what we wanted. It's a little bit different now. But you still have to be smart. I mean, he's a great player. And he is a little bit disruptive. And I think there's a, at times, a maturity issue. But there's no arguing how effective he's on the field. And you're going to have to get quite a bit to give him up.
And Tony, look, you know, we've seen this a lot over the years where coaches get into it on the sideline with players. I'm sure you've experienced it yourself or seen it firsthand probably more than once, I would assume. And so this thing with Marone and with Ramsey, I mean, do you think it's repairable? I mean, I kind of feel like something's going to get worked out and Ramsey's not going anywhere. He's going to stay with the Jags. I hope that happens. I think he's a great player, and I hope it works out for the Jags. But do you think Marone and Ramsey, the relationship, is repairable?
Yes. I do.
Okay.
In the sense of, you know, I think you said it perfectly. We've all been, or any player who's been around the league long enough has seen coaches and players go out a little bit. The only difference was on Sunday was two things. You usually don't see it the head coach in a player.
Right.
It's usually a position coach. And, I mean, heck, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you, being my offensive line coach, who I loved, late Mike Mazur, went at it at times. But, you know, at the end of it, you kind of look at each other and say, okay, we're good. It was emotional. Let's move on. So you don't see the head coach much. And the second thing I think where the line was crossed by Jalen is you don't lay your hands on a coach.
Right, yeah.
You don't touch him. Because as a player, you don't want the coach touching you.
Right.
And when you do that, I think you cross the line. And that's why I'm a little bit surprised he wasn't suspended. Because if you're going to be on the sideline and you lose it, fair. But do you lose it and you go and put your hands on a coach? I mean, that goes across the line. Now, I didn't see none of us saw the entire thing because the cameras didn't catch everything. And it was with Doug, and Doug has the ability to suspend him or not. And so Doug must have thought it wasn't too much. It was just it wasn't a violent or an aggressive laying on of the hands. It was kind of a demonstrative act. So, you know, he obviously said it wasn't too much to suspend him, and he's going to play. And they talked yesterday, I think, or the day before.
I think it was yesterday they spoke.
Yeah,
I think,
and they supposedly, you know, everything's fine. Where they're going to move forward, I don't know if I believe that. Jalen, I think it'll take a little bit of time for Jalen if he can forgive and forget to get on the same page.
Tony, do you think the Jaguars want to pay Jalen Ramsey?
Yeah, I think they plan on it after the end of the year.
So you think? So what he's looking to get, you don't think they would have any kind of issue paying Jalen Ramsey?
I think they plan on making him the highest paid corner.
Gotcha.
In the NFL. Now, you have too many more outbursts like that, and you become a distraction. I wouldn't make him the highest paid corner. I'd make him play out the deal and make him play out his fifth year and use the franchise tag and everything else if I had to. I mean, it's a two-way street. I mean, if you want to be respected and you want to get paid and you want to be the man and you want the organization to take care of you, you have to give back respect and you have to follow the rules and you have to be a good teammate and you have to be a leader. You know, whether Jalen wants to or not, when you're the best player in the locker room, there's a responsibility if you want to be a good teammate. There's a responsibility to handle yourself right. And that is part of it, and that's one of the things I would evaluate with Jalen. If I'm going to make him the highest paid player at his position, which means he's going to eat up quite a bit of my cap, there's more than just playing corner.
Right, yeah, and he's got to be more disciplined. He's 24. He's got to mature. He's got to have some discipline.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So want to shift gears. You know, same, obviously same team, Jaguars, but, you know, Minshew, okay, the quarterback that's starting right now for the Jazz, Gardner Minshew. Yeah, man. What do you think, man? I'll tell you, the kid looks good. He looks pretty good.
He's got porn companies wanting to pay him. it's unreal.
That's the line of the morning, yeah.
How crazy is that?
I know. What's your thoughts on him, Tony? I mean, I tell you what,
no one was paying me $1 million to do Cal Stennis in my jockstrap.
No, not most linemen. They didn't want that.
he's an interesting cat now. I mean, he is. There's nothing that shakes him, and he's been like that since day one. He is just. He's one of those guys that it's never too big for him. He's, you know, from the first preseason game, it wasn't great as far as production, but he was never rattled. It was like he just got in the pocket. He's calm. He's cool. He's collective. He goes through his reads. He's a gym rat from the sense he studies his tail off. He's super smart. I mean, the knock against him, he just doesn't have a huge arm. But you watch him, it's adequate. And he plays much older than his age. I mean, he's really remarkable. He's in two tough situations, one coming in last minute for Nick Foles, the other going on the road to Houston, division opponent. Both handled perfectly, made some mistakes, but was, you know, much better than you would think as a rookie. And I think they got lucky.
Now, Tony, what are the realistic expectations with Minshew at quarterback, with Foles out, with the broken clavicle? What are the realistic expectations here for the next couple months here for the Jags?
No, I think it's realistic to say you're 500 when Foles comes back. I mean, I really do. If the defense plays the way it did against Houston, I mean, they had a chance to win that game. If they play like that tonight, and when they're playing Tennessee here at home, they'll have a chance to win this one. I mean, if the defense plays well, they don't have to play just great, but they play well, you know, to their capabilities, let's say. He's a good enough quarterback to win you games and get you to 500 when Foles comes back.
When you look at, is there, you know, how much pressure, I guess, would be on, you know, Marrone this year? Disappointing year last year. Things kind of came apart at the seams, offense, defense, the stuff with Fournette. You know, does the expectations on Marrone or pressure on Marrone change with the Foles injury, Tony?
I think it's just regardless of Foles or not. I mean, I think the record matters, obviously, as always in the NFL at the end of the year, and how you get to that record. And I think situations like the Jalen Ramsey thing matter. And as an owner, you watch your organization, and does your head coach have, you know, command? You know, if you're a good coach, it's the wins and losses, but then also it's the locker room. Does he have command of the team? Is everything going in the right direction? And as a head coach, you never want those situations that happen with Jalen, especially when he's your best player.
No.
And so those are things I think any ownership group or general manager is going to evaluate the coaching staff at the end of the year from a wins and losses and from a control over the locker room standpoint.
What do you expect tonight against Tennessee?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I'm just hoping it's not a repeat of last Thursday night. Derrick Henry ran for 5,000 yards on the Jags. I got a sense that this team's going to come out with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. I expect the best from Jalen. I think he's going to come out because he's, you know, wants to go show that, you know, he's worth whatever. If he really, truly wants to get out, he's going to go try to prove his case. And then I expect Minshew to be Minshew. I think he'll be cool. He'll be fine. I think he'll have a good day. It's going to be a close game. They typically are, especially here in Jacksonville, Tennessee. So I'm hoping they win, but I'm not sure.
Hey, Tony, have a good broadcast tonight. We appreciate the time this morning, all right?
Thank you, Tony.
Hey, anytime, guys.